Honolulu Civil Beat brings us our reality check today. Chad Blair's here to tell us how the Hawaii Department of Health is tracing the path of COVID-19 one name at a time. Good morning, Chad.
good morning, Catherine. Happy Aloha Monday.
Yes, and you know the story that we're talking about, you and I have done many stories on the dengue outbreak and how intense the process is to track people down, and that's what this story is about.
Right. It's called Contact Tracing. It's from our reporter, Eleni Gill, who handles, among other things, health is her priority. And the story that we have up today, the lead story, she begins with talking about how the Department of Health has about 70 volunteers, people with health experience background, and they go to these conference rooms and these cubicles. Of course, they're socially distanced from each other. And what do? They start making calls to people who have tested positive for COVID-19. And the reason is they want to know, who else did you come in contact with? And that could lead to more calls, as many as, 30, maybe even 50. And particularly, are there people that these patients who tested positive, they spent more than 10 minutes with in close contact, closer than 6 feet? And the belief here from epidemiologists is this is the way that you control the spread. This is the way that you flatten that curve to try and end this virus.
Right, because then if you can identify those people, they can go into isolation, into quarantine,
right,
and then you can prevent it from being passed around.
That's the idea. So the Department of Health gets reports from doctors. The patients themselves, you know, they need to tell their employers who they were exposed to. They need to stay at home. And that's the belief right now. The Department of Health, however, and this is really a big challenge, it's been chronically understaffed. And in this case, Bruce Anderson, the director of the Department of Health, says he wants to double the contact tracing that's in existence right now and to get to people more early. In some cases, it's been several days or longer since someone has been tested before that information gets to the DOH and then they are able to trace that person. He wants at least another 30 volunteers, maybe more. And it's not just manpower. You're going to need smartphones and laptops. Those are on order as well, so people can work remotely on this. You know, I should add one of the reasons this is so important is, you know, what's been happening at Maui Memorial, where there's been a so-called cluster, a few other places in the state. Well, you know, those reports actually came from the media. And I'll give kudos to the Star Advertiser, but we've also reported it as well. In other words, the reports about the spread of the virus, the number of people with cases, didn't come from the Department of Health or from Maui Memorial. It came from people who talked to reporters. And that is a concern that there may be more of these clusters that need to be reached and discovered.
We did see that cluster on the Big Island at
right,
the McDonald's there.
Yeah, the Kona area, and that's a whole nother story that's being examined right now. There's another angle that Eleni uncovered as well. There are some people in the private sector, people involved with developing their own ways to use crowdsourcing to get people to voluntarily and confidentially fill out a survey to report, you know, what they're seeing, who they're seeing, and so forth. And this is something that's being done that perhaps could be wedded with the Department of Health to get a better picture of how the whole state looks. Now, right now, there's no coordination between these groups. They include the University of Hawaii, some private tech guys. But it may be a way to, as I say, paint a bigger picture of what's going on. You know, we can't do what South Korea has done or what Taiwan has done. We have privacy laws that are in place, right? We've got to be very careful about how we trace people. We've got to make sure that, you know, that we're not naming names and showing pictures of people. But this could be critical to, as we're all talking about, reopening the economy. How can you reopen the economy, get things back to normal when you don't have a grasp of how serious, how widely extended the virus is?
You know, and we did talk with Carl Kim, the head of the National Disaster Preparedness Training Center. And they had sent out their survey, and then I think Aloha Trace has picked up some of those questions. So it's interesting to see the coordination that's happening, you know, in different camps.
Right, but they have not coordinated with the Department of Health, and they're not looking at making the information public. I mean, right now you already know about how you can at least find out which zip codes have been the most impacted, and it can be frightening for people who find out that their neighborhood happens to be in that area.
Yeah, like you and me.
Yeah, exactly. We happen to be near. But again, the key to this is maintaining privacy but having greater coordination between these private interests. Of course, University of Hawaii is not private, but Carl Kim is in the story, Aloha Trace. place? And that is the question that I think Eleni Gill's story raises, is can we work together more as a team?
Right. Okay. Well, we'll have to watch and see what happens. But thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read the full story about the health department and its efforts to contract trace, visit civilbeat.org.